My parents also came to visit, and I was staying at a branch temple, and I came back at night, and I came back in the afternoon, and then the bus broke down on the road, and waited for them to fix it. And so I arrived at night, and he looks at me, "What are you doing walking in here at night?" So I said, "Well, the bus broke down." "Well, okay, that's you. That's what happens with you." then he said, "Are you tired?" And I said, "Porty, just write. I'm okay." He said, "Right answer." So, he broke out the tea and the sugar. So not complaining, I'm tired from walking down the road. And he was very gracious and charming when my parents came. And they weren't quite so up in arms about me being there, but still looking at things with a critical eye. And sometimes I noticed, my mother would just start laughing in spite of herself. And she, there's something about him. So after a few days, I started to feel, some kind of, I'm a privileged guest here while my parents are here. And so after a few days of this and staying up late at night and sightseeing with my parents and talking with Ajahn Chah in the daytime, one morning I slept in and I woke up, just getting light. Wake up, strap on my alms bowl. I strapped it around my neck, had it in front of me, and I'm rushing up to the eating hall, and who do I meet but Ajahn Chah? And he looks at me, and he spoke in Lao, and when he spoke in Lao to Westerners, it was usually because he really wanted to let you have it. And he looked at me with one of those terrible faces. He said, "Person who oversleeps can't stay here." He said, "Get out." And I knew he didn't really mean I should leave the monastery, but it was quite a jolt after I'd just woken up. So I stepped my pace even more, and I tripped over a stump and or a tree root, and I fell forward on the alms bowl, and I bruised my ribs. I couldn't move my arms for 2 weeks. So he didn't always smile at you and say, "Sleep is delicious." And I've recounted a lot of these stories in Venerable Father, so I hope I don't sound like the proverbial old man telling the same tales over and over again. But